I look at some clips back. You'll have to Google them. I don't know what these phones are. We used to have pigeons in my phones. You know me?
Pigeons recreating calls.
Well, they never used to come back. Stop it. It's too early in the morning for this, you know. So. You know, can't get him off his work. So, started training with them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I thought, getting to the first team. I thought, I've landed here, you know what I mean? I think I scored 3 and 5. I said, 3 and 5, and I thought, boom. I've got the level where I'm, but I ain't going to get out of it, you know what I mean? They got the likes of Imre Vardy, Garth Crooks, and George Riley up front, and you got Bully from Tipton.
Yeah.
I'm going,
how old were you?
I was only, 21. So I was a late starter, if you know what I mean. I'm all like a kid come through the ranks. I was a late starter. I think 30% of that is giving you a chance to stay in the league. And I think 70% of that is to get us back up.
Yeah.
That's me and my thought, in the football world thought. Whether the club thought it was there, he's going to keep us up. It was a tough ask because that many players left our club. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. The ball comes over. I jump up like this with McPherson. Great first touch. Back there. Right there it was, and I just turned and it was there, and I went boom, and all I saw was a microphone shoot from the corner of the net, boom, and I went, bloody hell, scored. And I started running, and I'm going towards the jocks. I went, what are you doing, you muppet? So I turned around, I got my knees, I'm like this, and whoever come first, Gazza. I went, you can straight off. That's what I said to him. I did.
Before we get into this, we're doing over 1 million engagements a month, but most of you aren't subscribed. If you enjoy the content, hit subscribe and follow us on socials. It'll make such a massive difference. Cheers.
I've got no good against West Brom.
Nah.
None at all.
We've got a historian down there and he's all over socials at the moment. They're doing a lot in it. And I just said to him, we've got something different today. We've got Steve Bullitt. And ask him about the time that he done the Andy Gosney two-footed.
Andy Gosney, was that Shrewsbury? Was that Shrewsbury? Was it goalkeeper?
Yeah, goalkeeper.
Was it goalkeeper Shrewsbury? Yeah. Was it Shrewsbury?
No, it was there. Harris.
Yeah, was it here?
What day did that? 92, 93, shoulder ligament damage.
Was it?
How over your feet?
Was it?
Shit. So did you come off the ground, shoulder ligament?
Well, how bad was he?
I don't know.
To be fair, when we used to play Sunday League, watching your goals back, the one you didn't mind for 50-50s, did you, with the keepers?
No, not at all.
He was exactly the same. You see, he liked the 70-30s where the keeper's already got the ball and then he go through into his
own foot. No, I don't know. 50-50. Never went into harm anybody. No, just a bit of elbow in there, headbutt or whatever. That's about it. You know what I mean? And,
yeah, same. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ice brick to the back.
Yeah.
Glass bottle to the eye. Well, I suppose you were getting it 10 times worse than you were dishing it out back then as well, weren't you?
It was, to be fair. It was like, it was, because I always used to say to our players, our defenders, because they used to play the ball straight to me in the ear. I went, don't play it straight to me. Because I could hear somebody going, boom, 6 foot in the air. I used to say to them, play to the left, play to the right. So I can run onto it that way. And we're like, no, our lads are giving the ball good. He's off again in the air.
Just
6 foot in the air, bones. Christ knows how I didn't get so many injuries or broken legs or whatever. I don't know, because the defenders, them days, through all the time.
I feel like you was always bracing for it though, weren't you?
Your body was ready for that. You know you're going to bounce.
Yeah.
You're going to bounce, and it's a wonder you didn't bounce like on your elbow.
Like controlled forward.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. Like, you just got yourself down there. It's like placing yourself from a 6'4".
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
But you give as good as a check, you know what I mean?
It's a different era, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we're not going to do an introduction as such, because Steve Bull, pretty much everyone that watches this will know who you are.
Yeah. Legend. So we just want to clarify, though, that you're not made in Brum. We are made in Brum as the podcast.
Yeah.
But we've put you on social, kind of knowing that we'd probably get some backlash from it, but we've had some absolute pelters. He's not from Brum.
Yeah.
He's from Tipton.
Yeah. I am from Tipton. I'm not a yum-yum.
No.
Everybody out there, I'm not a yum-yum. Blue noses are yum-yums. Tipton, the West Midlands, are yum-yum. Yum this and yum-yum that. Yum yum-yums. Yep,
we are young.
We are young.
We are. Now I'm from Tipton, born and bred, black country, and that's your full stop. Mm. Not a Brummie. No, Brummie.
Clarified that. Love it.
Yeah.
So first things first, obviously we're down at St Andrews. Thanks for coming.
No worries at all. I had to put my hood on when I come in, by the way.
You have to wash your hands on the way out, yeah.
So for all your goal scoring exploits, only 4-8 against Blues.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it? I did score, you won't believe this. I don't even have looked at it. A 20-yard header against Blues.
Yeah.
Bennett was in goal. Was it Bennett?
Mm-hmm.
Bennett's in goal. Don Goodman, it's a shot. It hit somebody on the defender's back and he spun this way towards me. And you're coming that way and that way. Bang, like that, right over. And it right down the bottom corner there, in front of all our fans. Googly.
Yeah,
I can't believe you even studied it.
I have, you've scored that many goals. I just can't keep up,
man. Only 4 or 5 against Blues.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. I'm 1-2. That's really
tough. I felt sorry for him, mate, to be fair. I've got a soft spot in my arse, and that's what.
What were your memories down here? It's obviously changed a little bit, but what was
memories,
the...
I've got some good memories, and I've got one bad memory as well, but it's one of the things, because it's a very hostile place.
Yeah.
The Blues ground is a very, very hostile place. I had some good times down here, like you say, scoring goals, playing against good defenders and whatever. I absolutely loved it. But when I finished football, I become like a Wolves supporter fan. Like, so I was sitting in the stands, I do it now with my daughter and 16 lads who go to the away games in the proper ends and cap on and everything and stuff like this and whatnot. And we came down here the one time, and it was one of the, I'm not dissing the Blues fantasy and Blues club or that, but it was one of the violentest place I've ever been after a game. Because when the game had finished, I don't know whether we won or whatever, but we went round the back and the coaches were round the back and they wouldn't let you out. Let you out. And we're standing there and everything was being thrown over the fence.
Was that time you used to walk and there's that one fence?
Yeah, you couldn't get...
We had the police soap fans before, yeah.
So I'm standing there thinking, I'm going to get hit here, whatever. So I'm there, guess where I stood? Right by the police, by the gate. I thought, they're going to hit the police, aren't they? Mm. I thought, I got away with that and nothing, because there was kids there with a cut on the head or whatever, and they wouldn't let on the couches. And that's the only worst thing about away games, you know what I mean? We had it with Millwall, who were the hardest people in the world, whatever I thought they were. Mm. Leeds, Birmingham. It's just one of them things, but fingers crossed, it's all cutting out now. It's fingers crossed, you know what I mean?
There's no place for it now, is there?
It's the Rangers Celtic game yesterday.
I didn't see it. No, they said there's so many arrests or something.
There's no trains going to Glasgow because there was a fire
at the station or something.
Station's still closed.
Whether that's related or not, I don't know. But I think rivalry is rivalry. You've got to have the banter. Yeah. If you check my phone with all my Albion fans, Blues fans, Villa fans, all of them, the amount of shit I get off them lot, I'll give it back as well.
Yeah.
That's just banter. You know, on the pitch, that's it. You've got to win. That's it, full stop. After that, have a laugh and joke and banter, and that's what it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in our days, they had set up places where they could meet and fight and do it. Now, I think it's clamped down.
It was a hobby, wasn't it, back then? Blues with the Zulus and all the different firms and stuff. Phone, let's meet, and they'll have a tear-up and stuff, and then that's their release, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like end of the week thing. It's just like going to the pub playing darts or going to play pool with your mates. We're going to have a fight in the subway. We're going to have a fight here. It's silly. It's silly. And I bet the people who did it them days must look back thinking, what the bloody hell was we doing?
Mm.
What was we doing? But it's not the trend. It's not
the culture, isn't it? Yeah.
It is. You've got to cut it out of football, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cut it out of football and just try and enjoy it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all.
Yeah.
Okay, so tips and then. Back to the start. How did the manager get into football?
How did I get into football? Well, you won't believe this. I was very lucky to get into football, to be fair, because when I was 17, I had an operation on my knee, and it's called a foreign body. A foreign body is a piece of bone that breaks off and floats. That's what it's called. It locks. So every time I went in a tackle, I used to go, push it back in, boom, like this. And I was playing for Tipton Town at the time, and a scout called Sid Day. Sid Day, a lovely man. He's passed away now. He knew, you won't believe this, Nobby Stalls and Johnny Giles, who were manager number 2 at West Brom. Sorry, Albion fans, I do apologise. So he knew Nobby Stalls and Johnny Giles. And he says, listen, I've got this kid down the road. He says, play for me. He says, get him off his work. Because I was working 13 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Yeah, bricklaying.
Going down the cut. And I was in a warehouse.
Oh, okay.
In a warehouse, mate. And I'm down the cut on my bike, 6 o'clock in the morning, coming back 7 o'clock at night, going training to half past 7, 10 or whatever, for Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays. I'm flying there. And then he said to Nobby Stalls, get him off his way. He says, come down, have a 3-month trial. So I went down, I was Tuesday night, Thursday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night, all the time, my dinner, bam, bam, bam. After about the third week, I mean, I think he could just score goals, he can. He's a selfish, horrible player, and we could do something like that. That's what he said to me. And I mean, okay, I'll get him off his work. So I started training with him Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I thought, yeah, getting to the first team. I thought, I've landed here. You know, I think I scored 3 and 5. I said, 3 and 5, and I thought, boom. I mean, I've got the level where I'm about, I ain't going to get out of it, you know what I mean? They got the likes of Imre Vardy, Garth Crooks and George Riley up front, and they got Bully from Tipton.
Yeah.
I'm going,
how old were you then?
I was only, what was it, 21? 21. So I was a late starter, if you know what I mean. I was all like a kid come through the ranks. I was a late starter. So I'll go in the first team, scored 3 and 5, thought, boom, landed. Nobby Stiles and Johnny Giles left. And then the Blues will love this one. Because Ron Saunders from the Villa, the ex-Villa manager, he came into West Brom. Whether he liked me or not, I didn't know. I don't know what happened, what went on. He didn't want me. He called me in the Monday. He went, somebody's coming for you. I went, what are you on about? Someone's coming for you. I said, I've just scored 3 and 5. I thought, he's going to give me a rise. No, somebody's coming for you. I went to Wolves. Where they went there, fourth from bottom of the fourth division, nearly going to relegation. And I went, why? Because I've pleaded with him for about 20 minutes, 20 minutes with him to say, I want to stop here, I want to play. And he just looked at me and went, listen, you haven't got a first touch with this division. That's exact words he said to me. Wow. I deflated. I went, well, what do I do then? Go and see him. He says, they want you and Andy Thompson. I went, Tomo as well. Tomo was a regular first team player. He took Derek Stiles' place, left back. I thought he's a good player. He went, no. Boom, 64 grand. Me and Tomo went to Wolves. And we pulled outside, and Wolves only got one stand. It's a mile away, John Ireland. The rest was like a bit of a shithole, to be fair. He said, stop it. Stop it. We pulled outside.
Nothing like this behind you then. Nothing
this is beautiful. This is compared to what we went to. Jesus Christ. Now we pulled outside, mate. There was tiles falling off the ceilings, water, cockroaches. It's all run down. It was ready to go. And we just went in, and Graham turned and just sold it to me and told him, listen, laid on you, we want you, to play. And that's your full stop. We never looked back since, man. Me and Tomo never looked back since. And that's how I actually got into football. So I was very lucky with my knee. So I shouldn't have had it. I was going to have an operation on that. I had an operation on that. And the anaesthetist said to me, when I take this bone out, you will never be a professional footballer. And that was when I was 17 years old. 14 years later, then I had to retire with the same thing again, a piece of bone I broke up again, and I had to fetch it out. Yeah. To scare me.
That was it.
Scare me. 34 years of age. Yeah.
You've got two threads there that's in your head then that you couldn't have made it because you're knee. And then Ron Saunders saying you got no first touch. So that's your hero story, isn't it? Then every time you go out, you've got them two things.
And I look at some clips back. You'll have to Google them on, I don't know, these phones. I don't know. We used to have pigeons in my phones. You know me?
Pigeons recreating goals.
Well, I never used to come back. Stop it. It's too early in the morning for this, you know. Where was I? You've got it. Last week.
The first touch, yeah.
The first touch, there's clips on the phone of Ron Saunders saying, because they were saying he shouldn't have done it, he shouldn't have got rid of him because he scored goals from West Brom. That would have had all the goals. That would have had all the goals. And he keeps saying to this day now, I made the right decision. 99% I made the right decision on these clips on the phone, the old days. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm going, oh my word, it's because they're
what a different story it would have been though if you was there and then
big C there,
there'll be a statue outside the Orthol.
You know what I mean? Yeah, come here, just not buried him, put the Trev outside there.
Yeah,
classmate.
Yeah,
he was a lovely man. He was good man, good player as well.
Yeah, did you have much to do?
No, I only seen him on the golf tours when because old players get together now and again to play golf and do whatever. And he had a place. I think it was in Spain. And we actually stopped in the door next door to him. He'd come out in his dressing gown. We had a cup of coffee and just chilled and whatever. Lovely man. Great bloke, I think in them days, anyway, the older generation, they were gentlemen, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They were all they were all big-headed or shafts or whatever. Nice gentlemen.
Salt of the earth.
That's it. Mm. Yeah. Cheers, Greggs.
Yeah. Greggs.
So, sponsorship. So you've walked in, obviously, Molyneux's falling down. What was the? Were you sold the plan on where it was going? Were you sold the plan on
what was coming in? When we went to see Graham Turner, me and Tomo, when we first went in there, down the tunnel way like this, we were like standing outside his office like this with our arms behind our back, like we're in trouble. And he went to us first, and because Tomo went in, because I was going to say, I've got to be careful what I say because I'll get slaughtered. I was going to say, small man syndrome. He went straight in first, like you were like, I do apologise, but I didn't mean that guy. He went in first and he come out 3 minutes late and he went, bro, Steve, offside. I went, no, you've only been there 3 minutes. Yeah. He's offered me £2,000 and 100 quid and £2,000 signed on, something like that. It's around that. Well, not caring, no worries. So I went in and he said, oh, the door went in, big oval table. And there was a big statue like this of the ground. How it's going to be? It's out like that now, 30, 40 years on. He sold me down the river. I'm going, Jesus. But he just said the right words. Graham Turner said, listen, that's it, mate. You'll be in the side on Saturday. We want you to play. We know what you can do. I'll put everything around you and Tomo. We'll put you out there, the players in the right place. We said, okay, now is the tour. That was it. Come out 4 minutes later. Me and Tomo back to West Brom, pick our stuff up. And off and that was it.
The rest is history.
That was it. £64,000, 40 million, 24 tomorrow. Seriously. Scary. Nice. And that's like a week's wages for some people here. You know what I mean?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Target changes, though.
Scary.
So was that it then? You hit the ground running?
Yeah.
Goals come straight away?
Yeah. Well, not straight away. I think we drawed three games, 0-0, 0-0, 0-0. I think it was something like that. Oh, I didn't score. Then I scored my first one. I think it was against Cardiff in the Leyland DAF. We won 1-0. And that was it then. Boom, I was off. I can't remember how many I scored the first half of the season. Coming in November, December. I think I scored about 17 or 19 the first season. Then after I just circulated, rolling.
Yeah, because is that right? You had 30 plus in four or more seasons of it? Four or five seasons?
What's that, 30 plus?
Goals.
Goals. 30 plus goals. I always see me in 35, 36, 30, whatever. I don't know. I know in 1987 or 88, I had 51 and then 52. So I played 113 games in two seasons. I scored 103 goals. 103, 51 or 50, 101 goals in 113 games. I know.
That's mad. You see the championship now. It's like, just reverting back to now, the championship's really struggling for goal scorers. Like, yeah. I think it's like top goal scorer last season, like 19 or something,
weren't it? Isn't it? Football in Jeff.
There's no number nine, and
the range, and I look at Wolves at the moment, and you mean I ain't seen a number nine there for donkey's years, not proper number nine, you know, old fashioned. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what you want. Like we spoke about early on, you've got to have 50 passes now to score a goal. Why do you need 50 passes?
Kevin Doyle, was he one of the ones
that banged? Doyle, yeah. Jimenez is a good number nine. Jimenez, you know what I mean? But we got players now who are doing midfielders' jobs.
Yeah.
They're sitting back. I'm going, leave one up there. I always say to the
false nine, isn't it?
I'm shouting. Mm. I've got to be careful because when I'm at the club, I shout and I swear because I'm passionate about my club and I'm passionate about players. And the things that my daughter goes mad at me because that should be embarrassing yourself.
No, but if anyone's entitled to an opinion on goals,
I'm saying, why does everybody bring all the players back for a corner? Why? Leave one up. You know, when you look, their goalkeeper is on the halfway line. Their goalkeeper's on the, why?
Mm.
Why? So if we get the ball and booted out, it's going to come straight back.
You're inviting it straight back, of course.
When me and Mutchie used to play, you won't believe this. The gaffer used to say, you stand that side of the halfway line, you stand here. Two behind, one in front or two there. That's it, bang. Keep him in his old box. Push him back, otherwise you invite him. But we're not managers.
Because then it inclines them to keep three back.
To keep coming back. Yeah.
It'll keep going up. Switch back round though, won't it? It's so cyclical, isn't it, football, and the way it's played.
It will, because you're man for man. You know what I mean? It's hard.
You quickest players up, don't you? And then they're like, oh, we'll leave one or two. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden,
the defenders are good. Sugar, what are they supposed to do? Go stay in here. Honestly, it's just that's my opinion about corners, free kicks, whatever. Leave one up there. Leave one.
Was there ever any talk about you going back and being a bit of a striker kind of consultant or?
No, I did do a Hereford United.
Striker consultant? Yeah. I've just made up that role.
I spoke to Cookie the other day, Paul Cookie. He used to play for Wolves and he's major Chesterfield. And he keeps whining, me, said, I've employed a striker coach. He's laughing his head off behind me back. I'm going, I'm like this, whatever. But now I think I've gone past it now. I think I love the game. I love the football. I don't like watching it half the time because I think it's not boring, but it's the same old.
That's right.
You know? And they said, you can't touch anybody, VAR. I'm going, oh my goodness me, it does me any. So I think that time's gone now. I think if you'd have asked me 10 years ago, I'd have jumped at the chance. if the club would have come and said, like, want to be a striker coach, want to come around, be a mentor for people. Even if I said to me, a mentor now, I'd go at the club now. I'd go now, talk to them about it and just whatever. But they bring their own stuff in, they bring their own people in, they bring whatever in. So you just...
Crazy.
I'll just keep, by the way, now I'm a vice president of the club. I absolutely love that role. I love being part of the club, and that's, I'm happy with that now.
Yeah.
Happy with it.
Yeah.
We were talking before, weren't we, about like the state of the pitches from when you began to the kind of the condition that they're in now. What would Steve Ball be worth in the championship today?
Well, I won't be sitting here talking to you, would I?
You wouldn't be down the Blues fan, would you? Saying that though, you're the kind of player that we probably could have signed you in.
Yeah. Was there ever any talk? Was there ever any possibility of coming down?
Four chances to leave Wolves. Four chances. The first one was when I come back from the World Cup in 1990, Torino in Italy. I could have gone there. That's about 1.25 million, I think it was, something like that. Not the exact amount. And I just thought, well, I've had 6 weeks in Italy there with the World Cup with England. And then going back, I don't need it. Plus, they wouldn't understand me anyway, to be fair. You know, would they?
We don't need a kid like that.
Yeah.
So again, we don't run there.
We're going to put subtitles up on this.
So Torino came in. The second club after that, I've got to get these in order. Second club that came in was Newcastle. Newcastle. I could have gone to Newcastle before Andy Cole from Man U.
Yeah.
He went up there. He was second choice. I could have gone to Newcastle, but I just had my first boy then. And I thought, well, I don't need no disruption. It's miles away. It's up there. I thought, didn't need to do it.
You're absolutely filthy.
I think if I wasn't married then, or single, whatever, single-mindedly, then I'd, who knows? Who knows whether I'd have gone that. And then I'll just turn that one away. Third one to come in was Big Ron, Coventry. Coventry offered me a 5-year deal at Coventry. But what I was earning at Wolves in three, it was in 5 years there. I'm thinking, why do I want to waste 2 years there? You know what I mean? I thought, why do I need to do that? And I went, boom, that was it. And Graham Taylor, God forbid, he had loads of stick trying to sell. They say he's trying to sell me. It wasn't him. It was the people upstairs trying to get my last little bit out of him. And I was on the training field the next day after I turned that one down. He looked at me and went, I know what you're going to say, but Celtic have come in for you. Celtic coming for me, pal. I swear, well, it's too wet up there for me. Belting down the race.
Again, though, you would have absolutely smashed
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Old-fashioned centre forward. Yeah. Same as Newcastle.
Oh, been like goals. A Henry Glass and Colt Hero, then.
You know what I mean? It's one of them. But now I think, like you said before, playing now, we'll play then. I'm glad I played then rather than now.
Would you, you got any regrets around any of them?
Absolutely not at all.
No.
Not at all. I've been at Wolves now in November this year, 40 years. I've loved every single bit of it and I wouldn't change a single thing. Not a single thing at all. You know what I mean? So, and I do apologise to the West Brom fans for them selling it. Maybe it was their loss.
Yeah. We were talking about it in the office last week. Well, it's a dying breed, isn't it? A one-man club at the moment. Not at the moment, just historically.
Yeah.
But you got Letizia. Gerard
Lampard,
Giggs.
The only certain ones.
You wouldn't see it again, would you?
It's money now. It's money, aid. Mm. You know what I mean? That's what it is, money. I've never been a money-orientated person. I've never had a fair day's pay, fair day's work, and that's it. You know, I could have gone in and I think my first rise was 50 quid. My first rise after I scored about 19 goals. And I went in, the gaffer got the biggest eyebrows like this because he wouldn't look at you. Because when people look at you, you can see this clear. They used to go, what's the matter, what do you want? I went,
can't read his eyes.
Can I have 50 quid a week extra? And he went, I'll get back to you. I'll ask the chairman. Looking back now, I'll laugh to myself, I tell you.
Yeah, he's probably going and gone, the only one, 50 quid. His eyes were going.
And that was it.
You're getting a bit of a rise out of
him, aren't you? Honestly, mate, he was a great bloke, though, Graham Turner. Absolutely brilliant manager. Great man manager. Absolutely superb. And when I went to, I was shit my pants to go ask for 50 quid extra. I'm thinking, now you look back, you think, why? Because I never had an agent.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just did my old stuff and whatever. If I did, then like you said, whatever you know. But
that's the thing now, isn't it? Like, and I know because you came into football a little bit later. You worked, which seems to be like a great staple for good quality footballers. Yeah. But now, like the kids, when we had Jerry Ginley, we're saying when he was looking after the kids at Wolves, the youth team, and the one lad, he was telling him he wasn't working hard enough, and he had his agent tell him not to tell him that he's not working hard enough.
Not allowed, he's not allowed to
speak
it.
To him like that.
You're joking.
Was it under 300 under 18s? Under 18s, I think he said.
Yeah. He was told by his representative, you can't tell him
you're not allowed to say you're not working hard enough.
I have it in front of it. That's why the agents out there, but that's a joke. Mm. You've got to go out there and work your socks off. Because the more he gets, the more he gets.
Yeah.
If he ain't going to get it, he ain't going to get it. So if he ain't working hard enough, you're not working hard enough.
Yeah. Rather than...
That's in my eyes.
Oh, yeah. And surely it's on the agents... and the agents say, look, come on, listen, man, I'm not going to tell them that. Do you know what I mean? Just deal with it. That's the worst you're going to get. Jesus Christ.
I don't get that.
He said, years later, the kid got in touch and apologised and said, you were right. I should have listened.
Mm.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, it's always after aid. It's always after aid. You know, it's like telling your daughter or your son not to do something else and do it. And they find out the hard way.
Oh, yeah. Back in your day, imagine going to Grand Turn and saying, I don't like the way you're talking to me.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be unheard of. You'd be at the door,
You would, didn't you? Mm. You would. And I know it's not a type of bullying. It's a type of saying, roll your sleeves up. Yeah. Roll your sleeves up. Give me a good shift out there. You can do what you want off the pitch.
Yeah.
We was like that. Graham Turner used to say that to us. Says, I don't care whether you drink on a Thursday or Tuesday or whatever. You perform on a Saturday or whatever it is, and you can do what you want. And that's all he used to say to us. Don't bring no trouble on this doorstep, but you can do what you want, but give me the shift out there. And that's all it is.
Quick shout out to Brum Life, our sponsor. For entertainment, news, everything Birmingham, go check them out on the socials. Search for Brum Life. Cheers.
You find that a little bit with, in regards to kind of the team bonding and kind of getting on better on the pitch. You think that's lost a little bit with the fact that, I mean, not necessarily being hammered every night of the week, but kind of morale and team bonding. Do you find that's kind of something that's going out of the game? The more foreign players come in, maybe the less. The old-fashioned English culture
I think
drinking culture.
The old days are gone.
Like drinking culture.
The old days are gone. Tony Adams and all the stuff. They've literally gone down like this now. Yeah, players still drink. You're not robots.
Yeah,
they're not robots. You have to relax sometimes and get yourself off. But with a culture of a team, we had probably 20 homegrown players, so we knew where it was. In a unit like this, we're still going now with Froggy Dales and Jeff Thomas's and Tomo and Don. We still get together now like the old days and catch up like this. That's bonding.
Yeah.
That's bonding. Yes, it's different bonding now, whether go to a health spa or go whatever.
Station, isn't it?
As long as they're all together, all earphones and stuff and whatever. As long as they're all together and they're keeping together and work together and play and work together hard. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. If you don't involve drinking, it doesn't need to involve drinking. Just to get them all together. You know, talk on the same level, on the same wavelength. If one goes there, the other one follows. And it's not going to pitch. You know what I mean? They'll be together.
Who are some of your favourite managers then?
Favourite managers?
Or how the favourite ways of working? Because you've
Got to say, there's certain people I thank in my life. I thank, Nobby Stalls for introducing me. He was a great coach, absolutely unbelievable. And I'll get on with his son now, John Stalls. If you get a chance to see John Stalls as a comedian, go see him. Funny as.
Yeah.
I mean, funny as, seriously, honestly. So Nobby Stalls, I thank Graham Turner. Graham Turner's an absolutely brilliant coach. I always say to this day as well, Graham Taylor, if he'd have stopped one more year, he would have got us up. It was only a minority of fans that got him out the club, but putting stickers on his cars and everything, get out, all this and whatever. And he just went, and that was it.
That was abuse, didn't he, that night?
That was it. And they're the main ones that I absolutely loved. You know what I mean? I'd loved, now to this day, have worked under Pep. I would love to, because he's not aggression, his passion for football. I think that's the way I did when I played football. It's the way his passion comes out in the change room.
Yeah,
he's shouting, ball. Calm, nice, hot. I'd love to play it under him. I'd love to play it under
him. He's a scientist as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a very analytical.
That's what I'm saying. He knows what he wants, and the player's got to do for himself. Yeah, they're the few that I loved working under.
Well, imagine the service as well you'd get from the Man City team.
No, I would have to move. Look at Ireland. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Look at Ireland. That's the same position I'd be in.
Yeah.
I still do the doggy work, but they still get the balls in the box. You don't feed the bear, you're going to score, you know what I mean? It's one of them things, but... And that's what's happened to the Wolves at the moment. We're not feeding the bear in the box, and we're getting starved. And the people who are coming to the club, who are number 9 or number 10, they're doing all the donkey work for the midfielder rather than doing the donkey work that side. There,
Yeah.
There.
Because Strand Larsen, since he's gone to Palace, he's actually scored a few goals.
He's a good player. He was a good player, mate. He did well, absolutely brilliant for Wolves, but he was being starved. Yeah. Starved, he got no supply.
Yeah.
A striker will get fed up. If you ain't going to get no balls in the box, a striker will get fed up. And that's what Strand Larsen, he worked his socks off to that last day. He still played the day before he left. He still plays, still gives his all, mate. And now he's doing for Palace. If they feed him, he will score goals.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
a bit like that with Stansfield down there at the minute, isn't he? Being moved around and off the wing and filling in to accommodate substitutes and stuff. And he's just a number nine.
He's making them runs, and he's making the runs, and he's making the runs because we're possession based. It's not going. You can just see him being all like,
use his arms, left,
then you've got, then you've got fans as well. Kind of, we need to talk about Stansfield and the money we've paid. And that, like, literally, the season we went down, he played on his own up front, the 4-4-1-1, and he cleaned up. Cleaned up goals, awards, players, player, managers, player.
But he's not getting service.
And he tied him, is he?
Mm-hmm. What's that like as a forward when you? To be fair, I don't think you ever had to kind of put up with that, did you?
We had the people on the side that they knew that if we score goals, we win the game. And they get a bonus. That's it, full stop. Yeah. And okay, how you scored, how you did, whatever. The wingers, even his word even used, they didn't care. They thought we're gonna win games. And the way we win games, me and Mucci up front, feed them, they'll score goals. And that was it, full stop. That was it. And like I say, if I was in the team now, I'd be frustrated as. Frustrated. I'd be like screaming to everybody, give me the ball, pass me the ball in the box. Anywhere around that box, give me the ball. And we ain't. It's like you say, it's here as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got a proper striker. Look at all the space, all the grass behind the defenders. Yeah. Use it.
Yeah.
Use it. If it's one ball, you're pinning them back. I just think it's been made complicated. The game itself complicated. You know what I mean? You've got to have all these 40, 50 passes or whatever and score the perfect goal.
Did you have a certain philosophy then of scoring? Obviously, the goals don't move, that old adage, but...
Why
did you get 300 plus?
306. That's right, please.
300 plus.
Number six, just in case.
He's put over 300, so he's...
Just think of the Peugeot 306.
Oh, nice. Okay. Over 300, less than 307, I put.
Yeah.
No, that's not that one. I'll miss that bit.
The pretty classes,
you two should be sitting here asking you the questions. You know.
We never scored 306 goals.
Oh, no.
Never scoring goals. It was just natural. I was just greedy and audible. You know what I mean?
He said at the start, didn't you? He said it's a greedy thing.
I thought to him, you see some of the goals, but I'm on the wing, I'm turning in, I'm taking two players, I'm shooting. I'm thinking, that was my job. I was greedy. And the gaffer, they used to say to me, shoot. Wherever you are, shoot.
No one ever tries to coach that at you, little
nobody,
always.
Nobody at all. With the back to goal. Turn, shoot. And that's all it was. You know what I mean? I was a bit selfish, quite a few times, but he got the goals, he got the wins. And that's what it was. That's all it was.
Yeah.
I love doing it as well. Plus, I was on 100 quid a goal as well.
What's that? A goal bonus, fan. Yeah, you got to say your goal bonus.
So, 51 and 50 in two seasons. Oh, yes.
It's like money then, guys. Take the pens as well.
I did to start with, and then I missed one against Kevin Pressman down the old cow shed at Wolves, and he had a bandage on his head. He just flew. I did as hard as I could. He just saved. And then Tomo took him after that. Andy Thompson.
Ruthless.
I'd rather score them properly.
Yeah. Sat padding and it. So just to go back then to talk about the move to Torino that nearly happened off the back of England. What was it like? What do you remember about getting that England call up?
Oh, it was scary. That was absolutely scary. You know, the England call up was my debut against Scotland. England, Scotland at Hampden Park. And I'm thinking, oh my good God, I think the lads are going away somewhere. Excuse me. The lads are going away somewhere, I don't know, somewhere in Spain or something like that. And the gaffer called me the one day, he just said, listen, well, he says, England, what are you saying? It was the under-21s first. I was in the under-21s with Dave Sexton, who was number two to Alex Ferguson at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the England B, under-21s, made of England B, something like that. And I was going to play in Albania or something like this. And I went, oh, what do you mean you can play in Albania? They want you to go and go with it as an overage player. I was 23 at the time, something like that. Overage player. Okay, so you're going away. Yeah, we're going away, the lads. What do you think I should do, gaffer? So I said, Jim, what do you think I should do? If I was you, I would go. They go, you're going away for a week? I'm the vassal, and I've got a good play in Albania. So I went to Albania. I don't know how I actually got there. It was with loads of lads from Tottenham and Arsenal, all these lads, and whatever. It's a great team it was. And 2 days before the Albania game, I did a training session with them, and I went to my room at night time, 8 o'clock. And also knocking my door, Dave Sexton was there. And he says, "Oh, I said, yeah, absolutely fine. Enjoy Gaffer and all." So I was Bobby wants you down by Truant Golf Course, playing Scotland in a few days' time. And me, why? When? You went now? Well, now. So I made. I was in a car, in a plane, in a car, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm there in this hotel, and I'm going, "Geez, this is surreal." Big four poster. I'm in a big four poster bed there. I thought Santa Claus had been. There was like golf club steeple and trainers and tracks. I'm going to ban them on eBay tomorrow. I'm going to have money. You know what I mean? I thought, I'm having that. I thought this is surreal. This is. So I go up next day tonight and have some breakfast and Pop Robson and all the lads, Link, Schultz, Beardsley, all these, and Gazza and all these. I'm going, what am I doing here? So I go on the bus and I'm Billy now, mate, beyond the gaffer, finger on the gun down.
What division are you in then?
I've just come out of the third division.
Yeah.
Just come out of the third division. Yeah.
So do you know any of these guys passing?
No, never seen them at all in my life. I just heard the names because they're on television, all that, and whatever, Sky or on Match of the Day or one of these big names. And I'm there thinking, what am I doing here at the third division? And as you say, I'll go on the coach, did a training session with him. My first touch is getting better, as I say, and got a first touch or whatever. Bam, 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 John Barnes and all these players and whatever. Yeah, boom. Get back to the hotel. The day of the game, he come himself, didn't he? The day of the game, he get downstairs, suited, booted, bang. Yes, ready to go, bang. Yeah, there you go, whoosh. Whew. Whew. Get on the couch. Yeah. I'm there, first port of call. Mum, yeah. BBC Two, Rose Cup, England, Scotland. Yeah. Put 10 bob in the back of the telly. Yeah. Do you remember the 10 bobs in the back of the telly?
We used to always from the selling market. Yeah. Yeah.
And put 10 bobs in the back of the telly and tell the old man. I mean, all the old man's, he's at the pub, he's darts and dominoing. I mean, just get a message to him. Then go watch the game. I'm on the bench. All right, I'll sneak. Yeah, have a good game. Draw. But the founder, that was it. Bang. Like, when I came up the door.
All right, have a good game. Shall
I? That's all he was. Yeah, because he was down to earth people. So I'm there, we go on the coach, and we get to Hampden Park, and you got this 100-yard gap before reception to where we pull in. I'm like, oh man, it was chock-a-block. Everything hit that bus, everything, bricks, stones, wood, everything, tomatoes, the whole lot, everything. Somebody with a Tommy gun, we got under the reception, the driver opened the door, right, and then he wiped the door, all like this, all that, and that's right. Come on, lads, here you go. In we go, like this. And we start going into the tunnel, into the change room, massive change room like this. We're all sitting down. The last one comes in was Terry Butcher. Terry Butcher comes in. He goes past everybody. He goes in the toilet. You hear this crash. What's he doing? He comes in, right? He got his toilet seat in his hand. He smashes it on the floor in between all of us. He goes, we've got to kill these jock. And I went, oh, hello. Where's he got that from? You know what I mean? Oh, Jesus God. I thought, that's it. I thought, oh, my good God. Okay, all right. The gaffer just said his piece. He did whatever. I thought, yeah, okay. He says, go and walk outside. So I started walking outside. I didn't know the day before, did I? I didn't know the day before. Saints and Greavesy were on telly, right? You remember Saints and Greavesy? I don't know if it was ITV Today or ITV Sports, something like that. And they got T-shirts on. You got to find the clip. It's got Let the Bull Loose. All bullies going to get you. They got two T-shirts on. And I didn't know this. So I walked out and I'm going out. I'm thinking, okay, there's something. It's chock-a-block. Jocks everywhere. England fans in the corner. 6,000 England fans there. I look a bit closer. I go, fucking hell, there's 3,000 Wolves fans here. I'm going to walk them down to see me. You know, because they knew the day before. I didn't know. I'm going like this. I was like Peter Kay. I'm going, yeah, see me. Yeah, come see me, boys. I know, yeah, I'm having this. And we went out, looked at the pitch, got back in. The hostility was absolutely scary. We were playing the door, played against West Brom and Blues here and all the local teams. England, Scotland, really, really bad. It's like really on me, like, oof. It's a bit like yesterday, like Celtic Rangers and people like that. It's really odd. But I thought, oh, yeah. We went out there first half, didn't we? And watching the game, bam, bam, bam. Oof. Fashion who goes down with something, John Fashion who. And the gaffer goes, you two get born blood. It was me or Cotter or me or somebody. So I'm stretching away there, boom, boom, yeah, lads, yeah, you come see. I'm all bothered because I wore number one. I ain't going on. Whoever was with me, I'm going, yeah, like this. The gaffer goes like this, boom, get in like this. Fashion who goes down again, goes, you two, get out, get warmed up. Boom, 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 go ahead, come back. Yes, bully, you going on. I went, am I? Okay, yeah, okay, yeah, okay, no, sir. Okay, yeah, so get you ready. I went, yeah, top off, boom, that's it, ready. Fashion's coming towards you, limping like this. And he goes, I put my hand out, shake his hand like this, and he smacks it. He goes, all the best, babe. I went, get all the best, babe. God, I ain't having that fucking gear. Get on there. Get on there. So I'll get on there. I've got 12 minutes in the first half. 12 minutes in the first half. And Gaza could have passed the ball to me three times. Three times in the first half to score a goal, to have a chance to score. He got like Lineker, Beers, the Gascoigne, Waddle. Click. That was their click. I'm there thinking, no. I thought, I ain't having this. Went in 0-0 at half time. I thought, I want to speak to you. I want to speak to you. And I'd only just come out of third division. I thought, I'm very long. I'm like a kid, like a sheep. So Gaza went for a piss after this team joke at half time. I thought, I'll follow him in 30 seconds. I started going towards the toilet. So he's gone through his suit. This is, and he's coming towards me. I get him by the elbow here like this. I go, pass me. In ball, will you? Pass me a ball. Howe, bully man, howe. Shit, Jordy Atten, by the way. Howe, bully man, howe, bully man. I mean, pass me the fucking ball, will you? Pass. Howe, I will do, I will do. Second half come. He could have passed the ball again another twice. I'm good. I'm steam coming out of my ears. Like I said earlier on, frustration. You feed the bear.
Yeah.
Although the goal came up, you got Gary Stephen, Trevor Stephen. On the right-hand side there, you got McLeish, McPherson, and Jim Lightning goal. So they're coming down the right-hand side. The ball comes over. I jump up like this. With McPherson, great first touch, back there, right there it was. And I just turned and it was there and I went, boom! And all I saw was a microphone shoot from the corner of the net, boom! And I went, bloody hell, scored. And I started running and I'm going towards the jocks. I went, what are you doing, you muppets? So I turned around, I got my knees, I'm like this. And whoever come first, Gaza, I went, you can straight off. That's what I said to him, I did. I said, you pass the ball to me.
You should have five by that.
Man, I thought, just feed me against Scotland as well. I thought, but I couldn't believe it. If you see the clip, Waddler comes, puts his arm around me by my neck here. I'm nearly crying. I'm thinking, I've just scored for England against your country. I'm going, boom, yeah. Oh, get back in the changing room, well, cheers and everything. Well done, always well done. Get back on the couch. I'm still high as a kite. I'm thinking, yeah. Portugal, Mum, yeah. Oh, Asti. I went, did you see it, Mum? Oh, I did. I was, oh, what a cracking goal, son. I went, yeah, Mum's all right. Did the old man see it? I went, yeah, he did see it, but he ain't very happy. I went, what you mean he ain't very happy? I said, well, I said, I'm sitting here. I said, I've got a bowl on my lap. I said, I'm scraping these jersey mitts like this. And I said, God, so true, this. And he says, when you have scored, I jumped up. And the taters went everywhere. Your father's had no take. And I went, I've just scored against Scotland. Yeah, he's moaning about having no take. I went, oh, Jesus Christ. But there were proud parents, mate. There were proud. There was like Black Country proud parents and everyone I played, they went and everything. But they go, I still pinch myself now. Going and playing for England and doing what you're doing. It's a scary thing. And when I hear these players now saying, oh, he's got a little knock. He's got a little nudge. He's got, I'm going, go and play. Just play for your country. You know, he's unbelievable.
No, that's class.
How did it go with England after that then? It's obviously, like you say, there with the click. That's as far as eras go. Steve Ball now, with the striking options. If Harry Kane gets injured, there's no one, is there?
There's nobody.
You were in a squad, absolutely embarrassment of riches with forwards.
Yeah, there, I think after me, I think then you had the Vardys and the Emini, because I always say, what? Who would you basic yourself around at the time? I think the way Vardy played over the shoulder and whatever, I was a similar player to him.
Yeah.
You know, they said to me, no, we'll just go in the Premier League. I would, if you feed the bear, if you feed me, we'll score goals. It's one of them things. But now it's like, honestly, I've got an English shirt in my house signed by everybody, a World Cup, fourth place World Cup medal. And I'm thinking, I got that when I hadn't got a first touch. I couldn't play. Operation 17, being told I ain't got a first touch. And then 4 years later, I'm playing the World Cup.
Fourth place in the World Cup with no first touch.
All these West Brom fans, I'm not the one, Mr. Saunders, and I'm not about, but Mr. Saunders, you got it bold.
unbelievable. That's brilliant. What was your favourite goal? Is that your favourite? That's got to be up there.
Favourite goal? I ain't really got a favourite goal. And I always use it, not just because I'm here, the Blues and whatever. We played Blues at home, and I think it was about 1994, something like that. I don't know what it was. And we beat 3-2 at home at our place. and Kevin Francis and Devlin was up front at the time. And that was 2-0 up because Devlin scored 2 penalties. I think he did. 2-0 up. I thought, that's against the piss here. That's against the... Barry Foy was the major.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend, no more.
No.
My friend. It's because with those 2-0 up, I think we got to 2-2 after about 90 minutes. 90 minutes, right. And Simon Osborne, who played midfield for us, he got the ball on the halfway line. And he saw me. I was with John Michael Johnson, who used to play here. He's a good friend of mine as well, a good lad. And he was centre half, and he was fast as. And I thought, he's like Des Walker. He's like really quick and agile, and he can read the game well. And Ozzy just saw me on his shoulder, boom, over the top, boom. I'm running onto him. I'm on the corner of the 18-yard box here. He went, you got the speed ball stand here, which is John Hall, and then full of blue noses, all full of blue noses here. I hit it here, boom, bottom corner. He goes in there, he got a defender flying in, and they're trying to stop it. He went in, didn't he? 94th minute. I'll leg it all the way along the blue nose, going, yeah, they're giving me everything, slowing everything up, real good. I ain't bothered, this one, I'm a bit of banter. And within seconds, I put the ball in the centre spot, the kick off, blew the whistle, full time. I started coming over, I was all going, oh, buddy, whatever. Paddy Forrest coming towards me, I'm going, oh, he's going to shake my hand away. He went, the honourable word these cockneys say, you can't. He went, you're going to get me the fucking sack him, are you? I'm going, cheers, Baz, thanks. That's what he said to me. I thought he was going to say, well done, man. He smacked me on the head. That's Paddy Fife, he was top man. Top man.
Was there, are there any goals on against West Brom? I mean,
the first time I went back to West Brom, and all the Wolves fans were singing that time, oh, what's that Quality Street advert? Some guy came, thank you very much for giving us Stevie Ball, thank you very much. They were singing that all the way through the game, and I'm laughing me, and I'm going, where do they get these songs from? I don't know where they get them from, do you? I don't, somebody picks them up and they get a song, and they're singing that all through the game. And I've got their defenders are going like this all through the game, saying, I've got bully in my pocket. Now, 89th minute, man, Mutchy right hand side, turns in, left foot there. All our fans, you got to see it. They're like crazy Muppets. Like, the fence is there. All that, you can see the heads. You watch this loud. All the heads are going like this. The ball comes over it, chested. I thought, shall I do it now? Chested that way. So I'm going to chest it there. Volley, bang, right in the net. All our fans trying to get over the fence. I'm in front of them, like they're giving it all this, all the army. Oh, they're going like this. And that was my welcome back to West Brom. Welcome back. And that was it, honestly.
Do you give the defenders a little thanks on the way past them?
That's the only way I can say to people, score goals against them. And that's the only way you can do it, you know. I've tried to keep it quiet. If they keep me quiet, Mutchy will score. We worked well together, me and Mutchy. Me and Mutchy is.
It wasn't like these modern day players and all that, and not celebrating against their old club.
I know. Yeah, right. I can understand if I left Wolves at 5 years, then I would. I'd say I apologise, but it's my job. Yeah. But then when somebody sells you, then you got to give them back to say it's your loss.
Yeah.
You should have kept me.
Players have been on loan like 2 seasons ago that do it though, isn't that? It's like a proper attention thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know.
Sorry. I know.
You're like off that chest first touch. Was that my first touch? Yeah, was it?
Yeah. Chest. Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Get in. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I should have used that if I was clever enough them days. I should have said that was Ron, did you see my first touch? Sorry, Ron. I don't know.
So that was a great era to play in, wasn't it? We talked about like football now and kind of how diluted it is. Who were like the big personalities in the dressing rooms then? Who really stood out?
Big personalities in our dressing room or in any, I don't know, it's what can I say? Big personalities ours was like Cookie, the Scousers. Nothing wrong with Scousers. I'm saying we had two, him and Mutchy. They run the show. They absolutely run the show. Whatever they said, he did. And if the gaffer didn't like it, he had to get to it. But they weren't nasty that way, it was just like those very loud. Which you need load people in the change room anyway. But they were two good lads, Mutchy and Cookie. Absolutely brilliant lads. Honestly, absolutely superb. And our change room wouldn't have been the same. That'd have been like mice. That'd have been really quiet.
Were you vocal?
No, I wasn't. You wouldn't believe. And people say to me, do you ever fall out with the manager? No. I got my head down, though. I'm doing my job, and that's all I need to do. That's all I need to do. Yeah, if there's an argument going on, I'd give me 5 pence worth. But if it's against something I've done myself, I think, well, it was my fault, to be fair. So I'll keep myself out of it. You know what I mean? So I've never ever I've seen one argument or two arguments, one with Wolves, one with England, one with Dean Richards, God forbid. He had an argument with Colin Lee, nearly fisticuffs and everything in there because of passion. And that's always his passion. And then the other one with England was Stuart Pearce with Steve McMahon. That was the other one as well that nearly kicked off as well.
You wouldn't want to step in the middle of any of them, would you?
You wouldn't, no. But they're the only two, and that's only because of the wanting to win the game and the passion in the club.
We've had some ex-players on over the last couple of weeks, and they said the manager's job really, the manager's job was done for him by the players in the changing room. Yeah. So Trevor Francis, for example, would wait a couple of minutes to let the players sort it out between themselves.
Yeah.
Be like, fucking, let's do this. And by the time he goes in, then that bit's settled down and then he can get on with
his job.
Your blokes. Yeah, you're like, not kids. Like, it's, we know what's going wrong. All right, I've dropped a bollock, I've done this, I've done that. But okay, let's crack on with it. With the passion then pulls you through to be like, okay.
I'd love to see it these days. Because in our days, like you say, homegrown people can understand each other and whatever.
Yeah.
I'd dread to think what they're saying there, whether they say anything at all.
Yeah.
You mean, I don't know whether they do or not. You've got to have that in the change room. You've got to have that. You've got to have leaders. And you've got
to see managers' team talks these days, and they've got people, translators, interpreters. Look, copy. And it's like, I don't know how you get that through.
How do you get it through
to be like this and saying the same tone and the same? It's just, it feels like it's harder work.
It'll end up in the change room with people with these on.
Yeah.
Spanish, but you're watching Portuguese, whatever. You'll be saying it as a major, translated into your ears today, this is it.
That's right.
Wouldn't suppose we say it right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to listen, to say, oh, yeah, shit, you know what I mean? So, because some of them sit down there probably thinking, what's he on about? Mm. What's you know what I mean? I bet you what? They'll put them in soon. They'll be going, right.
Sitting there blank like cleats.
Yeah. Press the button. Spanish, Portuguese, French, whatever. You'll be there.
10 seconds, I'd go.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
You're subbed. You're coming off.
You're shit.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I didn't say that.
Lost in translation.
We were talking earlier about, so you didn't like playing back to goal because you knew you were going to get clattered. Was there any one defender or any defenders that stick in your mind that always used to put
there's a couple it. There's a couple that the best one you won't believe was Des Walker. He was fast. There was him and Cooper for Forest the back, I think it was, and I could never outrun Desi. He was scary, and I can't believe he was quicker than me, because he smoked about 20 a day when he was playing. So I don't know who's quicker than me, you know. I don't know, he still does it now.
Iron lung.
And it's scary. And he was like boom boom boom. So I thought, if he's marking me, much you're getting this game this year. He was the best one. The hardest ones, I got Jerry Taggart, who used to be Ardy's centre half. He was rock hard. I mean, 6 foot this way and 6 foot that way, and it was hard to get round. And then Steve Walsh from, he was a centre half. And
Leicester.
Walsh's class.
Leicester sounded like a mean team.
Is it and all them and all them other players and the stuff? I'll think, oh, these are good side either. So every time I went out to Filbert Street, it was always a tough game. But Walshy, he makes me laugh. We play golf sometimes and we have a laugh because old players now get together, like I said before. And we did a talk in Wolverhampton, right? We did a talk in Wolverhampton at the Mount outside with Johnny Phillips, who was the thingy at Sky. And I said to Johnny, I says, Johnny, listen, there's 100 so people here. Let Walshy do all the talking, because all these Wolves people have heard all my stories, all my jokes. Where he went, okay, he says, okay, he says, after 7 minutes, he went, I doubt I need to ask him. Once Walsh is off, he's off. He just talks for fun, right? And he said this one story in front of all these Wolves fans, a couple of Leicester fans there as well. And he says, you won't believe this. I was walking down Leicester High Street about a few months ago. He says, and this prison warden come up to me and says, Walsh, will you do me a favour? Will you come and referee the thugs in the other people who are in jail on 5 or 7? Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. He says, how Walsh was, like this. So he said, I'll do it. So a month later, he says, he gets down the prison, 5 locks, in he goes, boom. He goes into this little gym here, like a netball thing, covered with chicken wire, all around the outside, where he's there with his gear on, everything's whistling, everything's pocket. And he says, all these horrible people come out, whatever they want to call them, thugs or whatever you want to call them, that come out. And I got like Warsaw shirts on, Villa shirts on, Blue shirts on, and all these tattoos everywhere like this and whatever. And there's this one kid got a wall shirt on. One kid got a wall shirt and let in the lesser prison. And that guy in there, just 40 blows, was a fight. They're fighting already. They're fighting, biting each other, kicking each other, whatever. Well, she's blind. They was like really frantically saying, stop, stop, stop. guards, and they go, no, if you don't want to play, just go. So the blood was something started playing, didn't they? Bang, 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 after about 2 minutes, another tackle, fighting again. Horsey thinking, what have I done here? What the fuck have I done here? So he said, carried on the game, won. This kid with a wool shirt on, text somebody out, like he's got a... So Walsh is there, he says, get here, he like, blows his whistle to this kid in his wool shirt, get here now, you got to go, he gives him the red card, like this. And this kid looks at him with his eyes like this, he's snarling his flashlights, and he goes like this to Walsh, and Walsh goes, bully's going to get you. I went, oh my God. I had to laugh, mate. All the rules in stitches. I was in stitches. But I can't believe in the first place he actually did it. He's on the prison now. Man, you know what I mean? But he's a good lad. He's honestly a good lad. Honestly, he's a top bloke.
Oh, God. Right, so a couple of quick fires for you then.
Okay.
Before we do that, it's just a question again around Wolves, Albion. What is the general consensus towards Albion this season? Would you rather they go, or would you rather you drop down and get that game again?
Whatever I say, I'm going to get slowed at four anyway.
Yeah, it's one of them things. It's obviously brilliant.
I can't get it wrong. West Brom fans, I always say that I would love every Midlands club in the Premiership or in one division, because it's you've only got to travel down the road to the game, but all the good miles away, you know what I mean? And all like the derbies. I didn't like them when I played. Well, I did, because I wanted to score against them all the time. And whether it's Blues, Walsall, Port Vale, I mean, Stoke, West Brom, whatever. But, you know, I think, you mean, they always say you're too good to go down. They say that about us now, because over the last four games or whatever we've done well, we shouldn't be going down. Me, personally, you know, I think we are down. I think we are down, to be fair. And I think we'll start recruiting as soon as we finish this season with... probably Championship players to get us back out as soon as we can, because we've tasted the Premiership. We know what it's about. Yes, if we'd have spent a bit more money wisely, then we might have stayed this year. Yes, but one of things, West Brom, are they going down? They're in a dogfight at the moment. They're in a dogfight. Them and Leicester, they're in a dogfight. You know what I mean? It's going to be tough for them. And I can't say I don't want to go down. Yeah, listen, what will be will be. What will be will be. You know, and I think all the Wolves fans say yes, get them down there. You know what I mean? And me, in a little bit of way, only 1% say yes, but the other 99% say stay up, because we'll be down there anyway. And it'll be the easiest 6 points to get next year.
It is. It's a great occasion.
You know what I mean? It's horrible. For the fans, it's horrible, because it's like you just want them bragging rights. It's when we beat Villa the other week. I says, we're going down. All I want the club to do now is get them 3 points off the Villa to give the fans something to cheer about. And that's what West Brom fans want us to do. We want to beat Wolves, we want to beat Blues, we want to beat Villa. That's all the money. But as a player, we want to win them. We just want that bragging rights for them like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Great result against Liverpool as well. I watched that game.
It was, to be fair. Yeah, I think, like you say, a little too late. Like we said earlier on in the conversation.
You reckon everyone else this season that we're doing the meantime?
Well, it doesn't matter. That's what they're for. And I always say, that people down there, them don't like playing them down there, because they're playing with a bit more freedom, if you know what I mean. Not scared to make a mistake and not scared to do the wrong thing. You know what I mean? I think, Rob, I said the start of this season, halfway through the season, with Rob came being 100%, I think 30% of that is giving you a chance to stay in the league. And I think 70% of that is to get us back up.
Yeah.
That's my thought, in the football world, whether the club thought it was there, he's going to keep us up. It was a tough ask, because that many players left our club. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, like, it's like taking jigsaw pieces out of the puzzle. Yeah. I mean, I go enough to finish this. Mm. And that's what Rob's had to deal with. But he knew what he was dealing with. And I think he'll be game ready next year, as long as I support him at the end of the season to get him some players in And it can't be about finance because they've paid everything back, the fair play, whatever, everything sorted. So hopefully they'll give him the money next year to have a good go at it.
You gotta keep all that young kid up front, don't you?
No, but this is the thing, isn't it? If nothing else, your players are putting themselves in the shop window now, aren't they?
That's the world. Well, look at Gomez and Andre the other day. They run the show against Liverpool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's with the people around them. You can play as if they've got the people around them.
Always said, job raising it up against Villa and Liverpool. Yeah. I think you've got Brentford and West Ham next game. Yeah. And the games that you've got to be kind of taking your boards off.
Yeah. Then you'll start scratching and thinking, I've gone with 6 points. You're only 5 points behind these.
Yeah.
But it's a big ask. It's a big ask. I think
the reason you are
they'll play differently. They'll play differently against you as well, and they have to see, especially after seeing your results. They'll be a bit more cautious and try and get the draw.
Yeah, yeah. The other teams will try and get the draw.
The other times are all they late, get the big ones.
Mm. And as you say, I'd be more worried, like you said earlier, about Tottenham, not everybody else. They're on a free fall at the moment. A free fall, and they need that. If I was their manager, whatever, I'd just shut up shop. I'd just shut up shop, put 12 men behind the ball, and say get a draw. Get a draw every game. I would.
Bro.
Quick fire.
Still a quick fire.
Oh, no.
Fine. I think I know some of the answers, but best player you played with?
I've got to say Mutchie. Mutchie's the one up front. I had 7 years with him. Absolutely unbelievable. Me and Mutchie was like that, a piece of string. Like this. The best thing about it, me and Mutchie, right, he's from Liverpool, I'm from Tipton. We never understood a word we said to each other. He's doing calm down, Magnus, I'm going, Mutchie, number 5. And that was it. So he's one of the best ones. You know, I think we've had some good ones over the past by Bobby Keane's and all the players I've played with, whatever. But he's probably the best one. I've had a good partnership with him for 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hardest away grounds player?
Hardest? Oh, my goodness me. I've got to say for the Panther, my old club, West Brom. West Brom's got to be one of the hardest ones. I think the one that's put doubts in your mind is the old den, the old tunnel with the chicken one on the outside, the people who spitting things and throwing things at you because it was like literally that way, the old den, Millwall. That was a horrible place to go to, horrible. But West Brom for the banter, for the against me, I'm one against 25,000. You know me, it's one of them. So Ryan.
Brilliant.
Probably the same answer. Favourite ground to score at?
Favourite ground? Oh, my word. Yes, the Wolves fans are going to say West Brom last minute down there. And I scored in front of their end. I did score in front of their end, by the way. Oh, man. I was so happy. He was unbelievable. And David Kelly, who played a foot me, ex-Wolves player in Leicester and whatever, he's an Albion fan, honestly, because I was fired up that day. And Ewan Roberts, I think, scored a hat-trick. We won 4-1 or 4-2. But I was up there end. The ball come up, throw in, so we're fitting on, left foot, boom, in front of them, on there, kneeling in front of their fans, kneeling. I'm like this girl, come on, I'll take the lawyer. And David Kelly grabs him around there, I'll kill him back. I'm like this. You're watching, you've got to watch it. He drags me away, leave me alone. So yeah, I enjoyed doing that because to give them a bit back, because I had it for 89 minutes. I had it for 89. That's all it was. That was all.
We always find that when we frigging... So we did it the other week, didn't we? Who did we do that against? Come on, and we booed him, and he scored. It's like an extra...
It is.
It's an extra incentive, isn't it?
Every
it always happens.
Every ex-player goes back.
Matty Target against us.
Scored two, didn't he?
As soon as he gets the ball. Carlos.
Yeah. Everyone's booing him, and he's like...
You should have scored before that.
I know.
You had chances before that. I was watching the game, I'm thinking... This is going to be like a game of tennis. This is like boom, 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 boom. And if you scored early doors...
You're on top.
He was on top.
Mm-hmm. Got to score in the ascendancy.
You got to, when you get chances, you've got to score. If you don't score, you get punished.
Yeah. Did you, what grounds did you score at? Was there any of the bigger teams?
I think I watched them yesterday, Port Vale. I used to score 3 and 4 there all the time. And Leicester, I used to score 3 and 3, 2 and 3s and whatever. Certain games I knew when I went, I'm going to score. And then mainly the two, but maybe Preston as well, Peterborough, in the lower divisions, they scored 3s and 4s.
She used to be like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know I'm going to get some today. I know I'm going to get a few today. And I thought, well, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But
one word to describe Wolves fans.
Wolves fans, oh, man, loyal. But I've got loads more that you could say, dedicated. They're always there through thick and thin. You can say that about the Blues, you can say that about the Villa West Brom. But they are, and they can out-sing anybody. Honestly, and I think the away fans will know, whether home fans, whether it's here or Maggie or whatever, you can hear Wolves on Sky, on BBC, or whatever it is, you can hear them all through the game singing, game in, game out. Yeah.
One word to describe the Black Country?
The Black Country? Oh, man. Well, I mean, as I say that.
There's honesty about the Black Country.
Honesty, because what's black and black is, and what's white is white. That's it. That's what they say down the middle, and that's it. They're fair people. You know what I mean? And it's, I love the Black Country. I love it. I know we get the piss took out of us, whatever way you speak, or so it's all broad and this and whatever. The Scousers, the Londoners, there's Northerners, there's everything. It's all sort of one thing. But the people of the Back Country, like you say, are honest people. Honest people, a good day's work, good day's pay. And that's all they want. And that's the honest people.
Mm-hmm. And it's a bit off topic because you are a Wolves legend rather than Blues. But you got a message for the Blues fans?
To the Blues fans, stop blowing it, will you? Man,
keep it clean.
You like Arsenal at the end of the season, you keep blowing it. Oh, man, the start of the season, I said this about somebody about the Wolves fan the other day, they start the season well, and where they get comfortable or cocky, what happens? Just go out there and play every game, so it's your last.
Yeah.
So that's what you're doing. I said that to every player. Players going, oh, I can't be arsed today, can't do this. Go out there and play it, so it's your last. You've got to do that, and that's the same here. You know what I mean? And they're just throw it away.
It's all we want to see as fans, just honest.
That's what we want, yeah.
Put it on the... Go out there... It's a 60-minute game. I've said this before. That go out there, blast it for an hour. I mean, yeah. The amount of subs now, you can chop and change.
Just give it. Yeah. Give us
yeah.
Some.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's all fans want.
Yeah.
100% graft. Mm. Hard workers. That's it. If you go out there and lose 1-0 or lose 2-0, but you're fully shifting, not good like that. Thanks. We'll come back next week. Our stands now. We've got patches all over. People ain't want one to come. Thinking because they do. But now they're starting to come back because Rob's putting the work ethic into the players.
Yeah.
And that's all these want.
It's worth entertainment, isn't it?
These work. Yeah. They work hours and hours to come to a football club.
Mm.
So I give them something back, you know, eh?
Perfect. Thanks for your time, mate.
Is that it?
Done.
Okay.
Easy, in a nutshell. That's what's
that. Even though we made him Brum.
Made him Brum.
Listen to him, watch it.
If you like this video, please do click to subscribe to the channel. We currently have 5,500 members. Over 500,000 views. So let's convert some views into memberships, and that will continue to enable us to bring great guests on and continue making great podcasts. Thanks.